Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. We are on day 1793 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge, and we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Lewis Miser, and it is, a person who works with their hands is a laborer. A person who works with their hands and brain is a craftsman. But a person who works with their hands, brain, and heart is an artist. So today's nugget of wisdom is, be an artist. While there is nothing wrong with being a laborer, as long as you fulfill your God-given potential, but many do not entirely fulfill their destiny. For some, they would prefer to do as little as possible and be a spectator in life. However, since we are created as God's imagers, we need to fully utilize our roles as imagers. This statement means that we're using our body, mind, and soul, or heart, to live a rich and satisfying life. Our purpose is to do all that we can, with every opportunity that we have, for as long as we can, as we build God's kingdom here on earth. Your natural talents and abilities may be great or small, neither is better. As long as we are entirely using what God has given to us, then that's what we should do. And our verse for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,792 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you'd also like to receive our weekly newsletter called Wisdom Notes, please email me at guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek Podcaster and Journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.